Israel has resumed its deadly military onslaught on the Gaza Strip after the collapse of a three-day truce. Nearly 1,900 Palestinians have been killed since the beginning of the war on July the 8th. In addition, Palestinian officials say at least 60 mosques have been destroyed in Gaza during the aggression. Clashes have erupted between Palestinian protesters and Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank. Palestinian sources say a teenager injured by Israeli forces has died in the city of Hebron, also known as Al-Khalil. Early on Friday, Israeli forces killed another teenager near a settlement in the town of Al-Bira. Thousands of people have held demonstrations in Bahrain and Jordan to express solidarity with Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. The protesters urged the international community to break the silence on Israel's crimes against the people of the coastal enclave. Similar demonstrations have also been staged in Pakistan and Tunisia. The U.S. says it will provide more military support to Iraq for its campaign against ISIL once a, quote, inclusive government is formed. Washington also said it will attack ISIL whenever its interests are in danger. The U.S. jets have launched two rounds of airstrikes on ISIL positions in northern Iraq. A Kurdish official has said 150 Peshmerga fighters have been killed in the ISIL's two-month offensive in the northern Iraq. 500 Kurdish fighters were also wounded in the fighting. And Iraq's former foreign minister, Hoshyar Zebari, says ISIL poses an existential threat to the Kurds. Russia's envoy to the United Nations has condemned the world body's refusal to slam Kiev's killing of civilians in eastern Ukraine. Vitaly Churkin has also advised the Ukrainian government to end its campaign against pro-Russians. The U.S. accuses Moscow of supporting anti-Kiev militias in eastern Ukraine. Nigeria has declared a national emergency over the outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus in West Africa. States of emergency have already been declared in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. The World Health Organization has called the epidemic a global health crisis and said it will continue spreading for months. The ongoing clashes between pro-Taliban militants and the Pakistani army has displaced a large number of people in North Waziristan tribal area. The violence has also posed a humanitarian crisis to the women and children there. The displaced people are calling on government officials to expedite relief operations.